We want to get a revelation today. Here we are, Parshas Pinchas. Very famous at the beginning of the Parsha, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the reward to Pinchas, and the Pesukim read, "Lachem Amor, Kenin Noisim Lois, Risi Shalom, Vahoisal Loi, Vahazari Acharov, Vahriz Kuhin Aspo." So, as a reward to Pinchas, Kadosh Baruch Hu promises him this Vahriz Kuhin Aspo. So, simple reading of the Pesukim, and this is how we are always brought up to understand the Pesukim, that Pinchas in this pasuk over here was made a Kohen. Until then, Pinchas was not a Kohen, and over here he becomes a Kohen. And that is how Rashi explains it. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Risk and Asoda.
Even though in Pinchas, as you said, has been.
Right, so he was from a family of Kohen, so why was he not a Kohen until now? So let's look at Rashi. Risk and Asoda. Now, although, as he pointed out, Kohuna had already been given to Aaron's family. There was an official inauguration of the Kohuna, at which certain individuals were anointed for the Kohuna, which was Aaron and his four sons, but nobody else was anointed for the Kohuna at that time. Now, this anointing gave these people the Kedusha of Kohanim, which their life within it, that their children and their offspring who come after that, from that point onwards, will also be Kohanim. But until they say, Shevidu Abraham Shachosov, Avol Pinchos, who was a grandchild of Aaron HaKohen, the son of Elozor, Shem Loidat Kohanim Lochein, they had already been born previously, Veloyim Shach, and not been anointed, Loibor, Mithlal Kohanim Azkar. Did not become a Kohen until this point. The Pinchas moon is locking, this is what the Torah says in Zvokin. Lloyd is coming, Pinchas al Shaharod and Zim. Pinchas did not become a Kohen until he killed Zim.
They were other grandsons?
I don't know, we don't actually know any others, I don't think. Yeah. I don't know. We know this example of Pinchas, and we know that he was not anointed at the original time, and therefore, he was not yet a Kohen. Only those who were born after the anointing became Kohen. Pinchas wasn't yet a Kohen, and he got his scar at this point that he was made a Kohen. That's quite well known, and that is normally accepted as being Poshut Pshat in this pasuk. What is less well known is that, in fact, this isn't so straightforward. This point is subject to a machlokes of Talmud. This is one opinion, that Pinchas only became a Kohen now. Other opinions in the Talmud, in fact, disagree. And we'll see the context of the argument, which revolves around the korbanos which were brought on the 8th day of the Elul, on the 8th day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. Now we'll recall that there was some korban or korbanos there, there was a particular korban where something went wrong, and the korban, instead of being eaten, was burnt. There was some halachic reason not to eat it, and instead it was burnt. Now it isn't clear in the Pesukim in the Torah.
So Aaron deliberately did that?
Yeah. But there was some discussion between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen whether that should have been done, it shouldn't have been done. What exactly was Aaron HaKohen's reason for doing so? And then Moshe Rabbeinu agreed. Yeah, correct. So in the Pesukim it isn't 100% clear what the reason was why Aaron HaKohen decided not to eat it, but rather to burn it. And it's a discussion in Chazal. One of the opinions says, which is the third thing here on the sheet from the Gemara's bottom, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are agreeing. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are of the opinion, Mipnei Tumah Misrafa. Now this korban became tummy, and that's why it was burnt. She'im ato oyle mipnei anus misrafa. Now if you wish to say it is another possible idea, then maybe it was burnt not because it became tummy. It was burnt because the kohanim who were available to eat the korban were all oylemit. They'd all just suffered the loss of a close relative. Lodah and Abihu passed away, so who was left? Aaron, Elodah and Isamah, who all oylemit. So maybe that would be the reason why it was burnt. They say, no, that wasn't it. The reason was it became tongue. You cannot say the reason was because of Anubis. And they give a few reasons why it can't have been due to the Anubis. First of all, they say if it was the Anubis, there were other korbanos around, not just this one korban. So why only this one korban was burnt, and other korbanos, the avodah went ahead as planned. That's one time. Another point. The issur of an oinin of eating kodshim is only on the very first day until nightfall. The korbanos could have been eaten after that. So why burn? And finally, the point which is relevant to us, the halacha, third point, actually there wasn't another kohen, there wasn't an oinin. So the halacha, how would it be for
say that he was the only one in this suspicious
situation. So we say that Pinchas could have eaten. The Pinchas wasn't an oinin. He was a kohen. He wasn't an oinin. He could have eaten the kohen. No, so why? Why did they say? Why do you have to burn it? Elamai was a kohen.
No. My question was the one before. It was there. They had some other grandsons.
So I see. The guy didn't say that. Why did you make the kohen? That's why he was the only one around. Now the Inyanenu, these anoyim of Yehuda and Rav Shimon, clearly hold that Pinchas was a kohen already earlier. This event of the inauguration of the Mishkan took place long before this story with Zimri, where Pinchas got his son. So this is indeed the Gemara openly makes machlokes about it. Gemara is medayik, but he holds he was a kohen earlier, as opposed to an opposing opinion of all that Pinchas only became kohen now, and it's time Pinchas achahar with the Zimri. It's a lot. Well, what I'd like to look at is, having said that it's a machlokes, it's very nice.
Unless we say there's a question of what he can do or cannot do, right? Maybe where he was, he could eat, but he cannot bring the korban. I don't know. Is there any?
We can maybe find that with certain silage that.
So he has there
is no reason to
say that this was not a restriction. The korban, but for having things,
right?
Not to eat.
So probably over here there would be no reason there to be such a split. There is either the korban or he's not. Okay. So the question is, whether these people who weren't anointed but are the offspring of Aaron Cohen, were they claiming or not?
These grandchildren may have been under the Nesta.
So maybe there were other grandchildren under the Nesta, but that wouldn't have helped for eating the korban. And so it's not 100% proof that there weren't any others, but if there were any, they didn't come into the picture because they weren't of age. So what I'd like to look at though, having said that there is such an opinion, so how does this opinion learn the positive in this response? The prophet comes along with great news. Pinchas, Shalom Aleichem, I'm so happy with you. Well, what's the great sign of the Kohen Arid? And quite surprisingly, actually, the Gemara there does not deal with this question. But this question is asked by the Maharshal. So I asked the Maharshal, you should have acted. Am I not quoted to my high Quran or a Shalom? Why does the Gemara not ask from this pasuk? They question on Rav Shimon. The Pinchas Kvar Kvain hardly made it. He was already a Kvain of Eidika. Zimri for Hoys Alo, the Zari Akra, Briskun Asom, so what have we said? So says the Lara Shah, the Eid Shalom Ashi, Tishan Shalom 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 Shalom. This was a promise regarding the Kvain of Gedoyah. Shetiyah Lo Oilom, the Zari Shal Pinchas. That the Kvain of Gedoyah, the Kvain of Gedoyah will come from the offspring of Pinchas, the Chen Hoya, and indeed this is how it was. And he discusses historical events in Amisrael where we can see that Kohen and Gedolim were generally descended from Pinchas. So this is a promise for Hoysa Lohan, Zari Akra, Briskun Asoyla, according to this opinion, Rav Shimon. It is not a promise that he is going to become now a Kohen, he was already a Kohen. The promise is rather that the Kohen and Gedolim will come from his offspring. That's one shot. Yes, and that's what Marichal says, that it didn't take place right away. He says after a particular stage, Mishaheir Hakunam Yosov, Shahutami is someone, the Sodrik Nishara Kodala Oilam Zarashal. So at a certain event, stage in the lobby, we'll find that from then on the Kredit Zen will come from that line. Okay, that's one Poshup Shah approach. I'd like to share with you another idea. It's second answer to this question, which is written in the Purushim of one of the Rishon. The Purush of the Rival was one of the Bali Tosfos. In his Purush of Hatoya, he writes, "Hinani Moshe Loi es Brisi Shom." Writes the Rival that Pinchas Hakohen over here needed not a present of Kohen. Indeed, he was already a Kohen, but he was in need of a confirmation of his being of Kohen. Why that? Nafishe Kapo Magur Madon. Pinchas Hakohen had just now killed somebody. the Kohen Shehoreges HaNefesh Lo Yisroes Hapa. Now there is a halacha that a Kohen who has killed somebody does not perform the Birkas Kohen. Now Pinchas was concerned that maybe in the week of what has just taken place he is going to lose his kahuna or some angle of his kahuna. Lachay, not only for the Shmorah Kohen, his bris is shalim, his complete bris of kahuna, meaning kahuna in all its angles. So one might have thought that he won't be able anymore of this way to cut off. Comes along with the problem and confirms that in fact, Mahoyt alone is not after a bris kahuna side. Now it's interesting of note, I saw quoted, that in fact this question is already asked in a much earlier source, and the same teretz is given. This kasha is asked actually in the Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar asks that Pinchas is a kohen, and the Zohar answers that what was needed was to confirm that Pinchas is entitled to be noted as kapov despite having killed somebody. And it's just at one point, it's striking, as Saul pointed out, that the Zohar generally is Rav Shimon. That Zohar is not all the Zohar Rav Shimon by Yochai. So it's very good that this is Rav Shimon the Shittase. Rav Shimon, who we saw in the Gemara, held that Pinchas was earlier a kohen. He then asks the Zohar this question and gives this answer.
But when somebody, the kohen feels he cannot listen, but how about his children also or not?
No, I don't think it affects the children. Ask me, ask a good question.
Because
we need this great promise for Oysolo. This is our Akhara of Briskun Asoidom. This is understood for him. But that was our Akhara. Why should our Akhara be a typical song? Good discussion. Now, obviously, we can understand why he did this, but Pinchas was not disqualified from being Moshe's couple from performing Birkas Kohen. Although, indeed, he had killed somebody. Obviously, a milk of this moral, and we're going to see more of halacha in a minute, but it makes sense to say that this halacha that a Kohen has killed somebody shouldn't be Moshe's couple. Surely does not apply when the Kohen killed somebody in a situation where it's a mitzvah to kill somebody. Right. So that's talking about a case where it wasn't a mitzvah, it wasn't a hair. But in this situation, it was a mitzvah indeed, he was not disqualified from the Kohenate in any way. Now, let's use this opportunity to go over some of these halakhos. Where does this apply? Well, yes, we're not. So the source of this is the Gemara in Brachos, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Any kohen who has killed somebody doesn't perform Birkas Kohanim. Shenema Yedeshen Domim Yilei. The Torah who criticizes the Am Yisrael when they have performed the Averis, they don't come with these hands to perform the mitzvahs. Yedeshen Domim Yilei, your hands are full of blood. I think, sort of theoretically maybe, yes. Practically, it's not very... It's not recommended that it's not practical because of too much mess. Especially when you probably have to study on the...
But you said, is that one of the issues an issue of...
You know, might come to a situation where maybe...
Well, that's because of the doctor.
Yes, yeah. Yes, it's probably not recommended from all types of angles. Now let's have a look. How far does this halacha go? So let's look at it in the Shulchan Aruch where this halacha is brought. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Kohen shaharig is hanefesh. A kohen who killed somebody. Afilu b'shoyim." Shulchan Aruch rules that even if this took place b'shoyim, so it was not on purpose, but by mistake. Lo yisrael eschavot cannot perform birkas. Kohen tam dutam afilu asav tshuva, and even if he has done tshuva, it's a very, very serious, far-reaching tshuva. Now says there are more, is a little bit more lenient over here. The Yeshamim, the also Shura, Moshe is Kapha. But if he has done Shura, Moshe is Kapha, then he can indeed perform Birkas Kohen. The Yeshamim, Shura, 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 then the Dennis fifth name. And one should seek leniencies for those who wish to do Shura, not to close the door in their face. But hopefully, know that this is the custom. Now, the next sentence, which is back to the words of the Shulchanorak himself, even according to the Shulchanorak, is more stringent in this area. Mol Tidak Umeis, somebody who performs a mila on a child and a lady of the child dies, Noseh Tapa. That mol can still be Noseh Tapa. Even though the Shulchanorak had ruled previously that even somebody who kills Bishogi should not be Noseh Tapa, but one who performs a mila and the child dies can be Noseh Tapa. So let's look in the Mishnah Berurah here at a few points which relate to these halakhos. First of all, the first line, the Ibn Sun Lari. What about if somebody was forced to kill? Because this is a further stage. Shulchanorak spoke about a shoyim. Now, shoyim is not the same thing as somebody who was forced to kill somebody else. Ibn Sun Lari. Noise is Papa. Then indeed, Noise is Papa. That shoyim can still be Noise is Papa.
So you have to give
up. Oh, excellent. Yes. Time of the other. Now, even though that poem did wrongly, I'm not saying that this is an approval of what that poem did. The poem did not do correctly. He should have given up his life instead of killing somebody else. However seriously they forced him, even if they threatened his own life, he should not have killed somebody else.
No. Maybe that's the case.
But what Bithlal did, if he killed the dog, is disqualified from the
Rikosan. And if a Jew is supposed to kill a boy, should he kill the boy or kill himself?
I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think that he is. But Bithlal, what's the deal over here if he killed the non Jew? That disqualified
by
the
Rikosan?
That's what he wanted for. No, that's what he wanted for. Until we show you. Not so good. That says the Mishnah Berurah. Now, even though the Kohen did wrongly, because Makim in Ova, the Loi Nera, the Loi Mishnah, and the Sis, Tapa, and Mishnah, was there. It is not considered as serious as somebody who kills without an oinus. So, not every time that the Kohen has been over an Aveda of killing, he might have done something wrong. It doesn't mean that he gets disqualified for the Sis, Tapa, and necessarily. But it was the oinus. Then he is not disqualified for Birkas Kohen. The next day, the Shulchanorak told us that Apidu was a tshuva, very, very serious. Tam de Azuna, what's the reason for that? We know that normally tshuva is tshuva.
It's like the thing, the Maaseh didn't happen, Mr. Shulchan, right?
Right.
And that's the tshuva that he didn't do, so that's why he came from away.
The spirit of this opinion holds that Apal Pi, She'inu Chodoba, She'inu Bifnei HaTshuva, although nothing stands in front of the Shuvah, we're not questioning that his Shuvah works and he has a kapara and whatever his Shuvah, he won't be punished, etc. We call Rocket in Kategor Nasasaneva. There's a different angle over here. In Kategor Nasasaneva, something which prostitutes cannot then be used as a defendant. To be alive, Amy Shahar, this Amethish, Amy Roy, he says, Apple Pisha of the Shuvah. The Shuvah is Shuvah and he has got a kapara, it's been atoned by him, but nevertheless, it's still called in kategor after something. That's that opinion. The further point, Zokhap Isha Hara of the Appeal, somebody who causes a woman to miscarry, Moses couple, and the Moses couple, the Ein Chayomim Isa Alibrim, and again, even though this is an Issa, and a very serious Issa, but it isn't a chiyu mita, like the same level as killing a live person. And therefore, in this situation, the Kohen can still be no serious couple.
It means only monetary compensation. Right?
Sorry?
It's only monetary compensation.
Right? Yeah, it's not a chiyu mita, but it's an issa. It's a serious issa. And then he continues to explain the opinion of the Rambam. But according to the Rambam, one can be lenient when he has done tshuva. And according to the Rambam, in fact, even if it was belated and he did tshuva, we can allow him in. And some Akronim make a compromised position and they say, well, if it was belated, then maybe even if he's done tshuva, we shouldn't allow him to bring us kohen. But certainly, if it was b'shogeg, according to those who follow Rambam, we can allow him to do bring us kohen. And then the final point regarding the mila, that even according to the Shulchanorak, when a mother performs a mila and the child dies, he can he can't still be noted as Tapo, because when he was involved in mitzvah activity, we do not apply the Tapo. One further point of Lamaisa, and for Rabbi Avadia Yosef in his Tshuva discusses the various situations of a person involved in a car accident which ends up with a fatal accident, somebody is killed. Under what scenario will the Kohen, if it is a Kohen, driving around the car, let's say the Kohen is a driver, will he be invalidated from Birkas Kohen? So, he writes that according to the Ramah, we have more room for leniency over here. If it was B'shoigeg, which it normally would be, then once he has done Tshuva, we can be made. But according to the Shulchan, we have to be more happy. Nevertheless, he writes, and we can also reach situations which are true oils. As if the driver was driving carefully and correctly according to all the regular rules of driving regulations, and something completely untoward happened, like somebody jumps into the road or something like that, which is completely unexpected and a lot of life to expect it, and he was driving carefully, etc. And if something happens, then that is called oidus. That's oidus. And oidus, even the Shulchan agrees that we do not disqualify the coin from Birkas Kohen. Okay, cool.
Some people want to take to stimulate your